Episode 22, folks, man. To go back again, the pre-game podcast after a two-week break. But Merodi, we have a new guest, Mr. Ati Anajita, the Somali Prince.
Somali Prince.
Nasemaje warembo, wanaume.
Fresh. Mr. Digale, how are you?
Good.
Tell us your team.
My team is Arsenal. Angaleni meza.
Ilibidi. So the fans of Mekaitisha, an Arsenal fan for the longest. Ati apparently since the top of the table and they're dominating everything. Okay.
Check everyone. The quotes.
Dominating everyone, apart from Manchester United, of course. Ikabidi to let him to Arsenal. And also, Mr. Manchester United. Mr. Sean.
Semaje.
Welcome back, bro.
Feels nice to be back.
Semaje, time yako, muna struggle kiasi. Sometimes mkosa.
Since from the last time nilikuwa hapa, like, things have changed, you know.
Things have changed. Yeah.
We have a new coach.
You have a new coach. Steady rise kidogo. Mm. Then mkakona deep. What's happening?
But you're good? Yeah, hali ya life. But you're seeing. Yeah, we're coming.
Okay. Let's watch it on the now again. Mr. Digale. Your team is on top of the table. Yeah. Out of the top six teams that you played, lost one, but beaten all the other.
Let me narrate our story, Arsenal fans. We started ilifika week 2 akasema ilifika game 9 so you see Arsenal is so nice that we gave a dinosaur team. We gave them a trophy of saying that they beat us this season.
Wow.
You know? Tuliapatia lakini bado tuko juu, you know?
Okay, you can just accept the fact that mulikuwa chini on that day.
No, actually, and... no. Wewe unajua ball. Wewe unajua tuko chini hiyo day. Yeah. Kwa serious. Angalia hata jezi umevaa.
Two.
Wewe gani umevaa jezi ya ball.
Two, sijakata. On that day, obviously, mul dominate on your flanks.
You got lucky. It was just your day.
Okay, it wasn't luck.
It was your day.
No, it wasn't luck. But anyway, ilikuwa a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
This past weekend, mechapa Liverpool. Now, Liverpool, for the past 5 years, they've been dominating them, and Man City, they've been the standards of the Premier League also European football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But something happened, and you beat them. But also, controversial, because the first goal, Martinelli, walisema the VAR ilikuwa na technical hitch, so they couldn't review the feedback, and then wasema kama alikuwa offside or not. And then... The Gabriel handball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that game, it wasn't a handball. Wasn't a handball, but Ilya Rashford was a handball. Tutenda Rashford. Now, judging from the controversy and how you played, did you feel like you genuinely deserved the win?
Yes, I feel like we genuinely deserved that win, based on the fact that we played better than them. And secondly, you know the Premier League usually protects their moneymakers. And honestly, we are the moneymakers of the league right now. Money is not money making anything, bro. Liverpool is doing nothing. So, thank you, Premier League. But listen, the one for Saka, no. That's a lie. That was not offside at all. Come on, you watch game.
Watch game.
Honestly, I don't know. Bro, hit gun.
Bro, to be honest, you're lining a chorwa. That was offside.
Bro,
that was offside.
You know what?
That was offside. Completely offside for Saka. Nikona Martinelli, FPL. And I was happy he scored. But in Lurie replaying, kasema,
nah, me, I don't know. I don't think so.
That was an offside. That was
me too,
clearly an offside.
Sean, will you watch your game?
I did not, but I agree with you.
Yes. Hey, bro. Hater. All that hate in your heart.
Will you watch the game with Rashford? Ile by Rashford.
Which game for Rashford are you talking about?
Manchester United. The
versus?
Everton.
Oh, I don't want small teams.
Yeah, that, what happened? Bro, that
handball,
was...
Handball. So, Rashford...
Bro, scored. Like, he just jumped so, the ball.
He can
go. Noelim Guza.
So, yeah, the third goal that we had scored... was scrapped off because
Iligonga, stuff.
Yeah, the third goal that was scored, it was scrapped off because the ball hit his thigh, then his chest, and then his hand.
Yeah.
So the rule book on Asema, if at any point the goal scorer itashika mkono, that's a handball. But in the same interpretation,
to a goal, then
in the same interpretation for a penalty, if a defender imshike pia handball. That's a penalty.
I
watched that game and I understood it. Ilimgonga kifua na hand.
Case closed.
So I'm trying to defend Manchester United, Rashford point of view.
Okay.
How come the logic was not used? The same logic was not used for Rashford.
I hear what you're saying.
That's my only problem. I'm okay with your decision, yeah. Gabriel. Mm-hmm. But how come for Rashford ilikuwa much harsher?
Did you see Man City's?
The 4-0.
The one against Copenhagen.
Ah, no.
There was a handball, but like the handball was like Ilish Kamara's handball. Gee, Akapasia, Rodri scored from, like, Rodri scored a banger. Then they called it a handball. Like, ball ilikuje kamgongape, kamgongapa. Akapas, imagine. So, this handball thing is kind of one of to explain here. And when it comes to referees, bro, I feel like I'm a ref. They should be held accountable.
The bro, consistency.
Bro, wana fa kutuambia, kwa niyo alifanya hivi na hivi na hivi. Unaona, venye kina teto wanaitangwa, wanapigwa kelele. Unaona, the way Solskjaer was being bashed, the refs should also be treated the same way.
Exactly.
Kwa kuna ama ref manzea, hey, wana bro, wana ribu ball. Mtu anakuaribia weekend na hata ujui kwa nini. Asemi, aulizu hata.
Okay.
He's sleeping well.
Yeah. I think as fans are too, we don't judge the refs as much, sindo?
I may judge the refs.
Yeah. To be honest, we do social media. Yeah. But that's a problem ni wako protected. Because that I mean on the same opinion. If after a game, why not speak to the refs?
Especially if it's been a controversial
game. Yeah, why not speak to them? After if it was, the game was good, they can tell us from their perspective how the game was. And as I tuambia how, like so many times, I think the ref akuna akuna the best view of the game. Atona the best goals, atona whatever, the best tackles. And he can give an analysis after the same. Hey, Man City, this game on the perfect side. Ama they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay. And then when they do something bad, bado tuulize. Because I want an explanation, to be honest. If I lose 3-2 and it's the final game of the season and I was supposed to clinch the title, and then decision could be biased. You just explain to me why I lost.
That's my OG, bro.
Anyway, Mr. Asinali.
Yeah, man.
So, Manze, I had doubted you, to be honest.
How dare you?
The start of the season? Because you're Arsenal, to be honest.
Start of the season?
Start of the season, already Alkosha Sema, you know, the run is, your run is in your favor, and then you'll be able to. You see that Ateta has said yes, son, this season to form clinch mapema and then maybe challenge for the title. I had said you'll finish third. To be honest, I said.
Where did you say when you'll finish?
Fifth.
Oh, okay. Fifth. So you're realistic. Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say I'm number two.
I know. I knew this season at two. I don't know any option, to be honest. But for Arsenal, I'm shocked. To be honest, your run, I'm genuinely shocked. But how do you feel as an Arsenal fan?
Me, I'm really happy. You know, I doubted Ateta when obviously he got rid of Aubameyang, and Aubameyang was my favorite player. And honestly, he was the best player. He was the first guy who won the Golden Boot since Thierry Henry. I mean, was it Van Persie, 2012? And I was like, I'm saying for me, I can do it. You know, it's like him, it was either his way or the highway. But now, I think the biggest impact, the player who's made the biggest impact in our team, any casual fan at Asemani Jesus, but me not only Saliba. Saliba is just a different gravy, man.
Odegaard.
Odegaard has been there. He was there last season.
Yeah.
But I mean, those are people you know that are going to do that. Did you expect Saliba to even be on the Arsenal team? Me, I was thinking attend alone in Guinea or whatnot. I mean, granted, Rashford alimpata yo siku bro badly, but I mean they're doing pretty good. But I feel the most enjoyable thing is the Arsenal fans now together again. See my beef killer time. Not every time there's a rant or anything, you know. Even when you lost to Man United, it was like, okay. You know, it's okay. You know, because I feel like I'm not going to... It's not fair to say that we have overachieved. I feel like our team is too... As in, how do I say?
It's capable.
It's capable, bro. Yeah, because, I mean, we signed two people who've won before. Our coach is a winner, you know. It's not like our team is as missed silverware in the last 3 years. No, we... Just won the FA Cup the other 2020, isn't it? So we are a capable team, you know, unlike other teams. I'm not mentioning names. See, Nini, bro.
Mention the names.
Okay, enough of Arsenal. Let me start the banter now. Red Devils. You know, a year ago, I was telling my friend, he's called JT. I'm join everyone when you send Ronaldo. Kill out by Jesse, bro. Kill out to Yali Bembaka home in a way. Add the third kit. I was telling people that. Remember that money is the team that's going to ruin Ronaldo's career. And what's happened?
But when the exception really of his career, to be honest, it's at the tail end of his career.
At
37.
That's not fair to say it's because he's 37 and he was in the team of the year, right?
Yeah, it's at the tail end of his career, to be honest.
Who was your top scorer last season?
Ronaldo.
Okay. Who was saving you guys?
Last season, to be honest, Ronaldo.
I
cannot run.
So then what has happened to this? What's this tail end thing?
it's still at the tail end of his career, to be honest. Even if he was...
But you know, there are some people who are tail end, bro. As in, I mean, there are players who that doesn't really count for them. You can't say it's tail end because...
But you can't expect 20 goals from him.
You can.
In the Premier League?
Yeah. Not in the Premier League. Bro, he's scored...
No.
He scored 18.
He can score 18 in all competitions.
No, he scored 18 in the league.
In all competitions.
He scored 18 in the league.
No. He scored 12.
18?
He scored 12.
Okay. So, put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, sina do, bro.
18. I think 18 goes the season and all competitions are gone 24.
Season
are gone 2 million, bro. Eh?
To be honest, I'm a Messi fan. Me come to Messi.
Exactly.
Most bro.
Exactly.
I respect you. As in, I'm Ronaldo. As in,
you're not a hypocrite. No, you're not a hypocrite.
Of course. No, I did.
You didn't do the celebration?
I did.
No, come on, bro.
As in, narrate.
The person who's at his tail end is Messi, okay? You can't say Ronaldo is at his tail end. Ronaldo was nominated for this Ballon d'Or. Mm-hmm. It was Messi nominated.
He wasn't.
So who's in their tail end?
Both of them. Of them in their tail end.
I mean, it's okay. I understand.
And also the dynamics here, Penya Messi, to be honest. This whole dynamics of PSG, and really, that's a whole talking point.
Yeah, that's a whole talking point.
Because PSG pia, wakona mambo zao, with Mbappe in play, there's a whole issue with that team.
Mm.
And there's a transition actually to that topic.
Yeah,
so Mbappe this week, apparently, but it's not from him, mm-hmm. but the rumors come again. Mm-hmm. Because every single season, rumors zake surface. At January, he'll go to Real.
Yeah.
Or CG Liverpool want to bid for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the rumors are back again. He's unhappy about his position. He prefers to play in the middle. He prefers having someone in the middle, like Giroud, and then he plays in the left flank. So I'm saying, yeah, naboeka PSG because I'm just a katikati.
Yeah.
So he wants to leave. But now Luis Ocampo, the football director, nasema, he's not hinted that he's pissed off.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks he's happy at the club. So in every season that his stuff gonna happen, but Pia, imefika point now, I'm tired because why are you always in the news at you unhappy, at sijui nini, at sijui nini? In your opinion, do you think he's entitled? Because Pia contact yake limfanya, he's now bigger than PSG.
Okay.
He can now decide who comes as the football director, he can now decide if this coach should be sacked or not. So do you think he's entitled?
No. Personally, I don't feel like he's entitled. Like, part of the new contract agreement, mm-hmm. Ati Neymar should go, and then he decides which centre-back is brought. Like, which terms are that? I don't believe, like, one player can decide the fate of the club, you know? Mm-hmm. So even for the club, you will go a decision by sana, like, to give someone... Or even give someone the opportunity, like, to detect such terms. No, it makes sense.
Kweli. Mi personally, I'm not really kiburi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kiburi, bro. Ni kiburi, and also it's jealousy, bro. It's jealousy because everybody's talking about Haaland. Nobody cares about Mbappe anymore.
Yeah.
I swear.
He's jealous, bro. He feels like crap right now. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, like. If he had gone to last season, everybody was saying Mbappe is amazing.
Real Madrid.
If he'd have gone to Real Madrid when he had the chance, and you know, that train only comes by once, you know? And now he decided to stay because of what? Because he was promised some things that obviously they don't make sense.
They don't make sense.
But if there's only one team that can sign him, Real Madrid, because if he's close, he need 300M.
Real Madrid, I'm sure Real Madrid, they don't need him. They don't need him at all. They won without him.
But Florentino, no. Did you
hear what he said?
This week.
Yeah, when he was asked about that, he was like, poor guy, I'm sure he regrets it. Bro, do you honestly think they need him, bro? Honestly, bro. Their
Vinicius,
captain,
man.
Their captain is going to be crowned the Ballon d'Or tomorrow. They don't need him. They just won the Champions League. They won the La Liga. They've already qualified for the knockout round the other day. They don't need him. Trust me, Real Madrid don't need him. Maybe when Benzema now is like leaving. But for now, he needs them more than they need him.
Yeah.
And that's so sad for him.
The team that apparently needs him the most, na pia wanataka msana kubai, ni Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.
Liverpool, but they have this policy of like, or toy pesa at a, like...
High rate.
Yeah, what was the rate? I think it's past 100 million. I think they don't release for a player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe this time it'll be
I'm bad. Sure
because Liverpool, this season
suffering.
Hey, Jamal Kofia.
Wanafinya bro, this season bro.
Mr. Jack.
Wow.
Hey, Jamal Kofia.
Haya, so the king, Mr. Van Dijk, a shadow of himself.
Overrated, bro.
And nearly, personally, I'm not a big fan of Van Dijk. I've never liked him.
Even me, man.
I've never enjoyed the fact that everyone says Alianza Kumpris or Kasema, he's the best defender in history.
Of all time.
No one can beat him.
He's the most expensive defender. Stuff like that.
Sally, ni Maguire, bro.
Bro.
Maguire. Most expensive, Maguire.
At the time. You remember at the time? That's what they used to say.
Anyway. Me, I'm happy near Liverpool because
I'm happy. Let me tell you. After how Liverpool fans have been chatting the last 5 years, I hate Liverpool more than I hate Man U. Because Man U fans, you know them, they've just been humbled. They've been humbled
the past 10 years. The past 10 years.
Yeah, you guys have been humbled, you know. As in, not humble, humbled.
Yeah,
humbled. Now, Liverpool, they were just talking and talking. Oh, we are better than you guys. Oh, we are this. Oh, we are this. And the most annoying thing is that when they win, they act like we didn't know it was going to happen.
Exactly.
Bro, kwanza ile siku, last season zimu nipigwa tano. Bro, when you're going to bonga, si tukapigwa nini. Aish! Bro, I was like, but now that they are losing, I'm so happy, man. Hey, Klopp, I'm sure Klopp, you know, Klopp has this thing after every 7 years in a club.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the same type of system. Kila mtu anacheki. After every 7 years, bro, ana hepa. You know, he disappears. I'm sure he's going to leave right now. He's going
to
leave.
I'm not shocked. I won't be shocked, to be honest.
Let me ask you a question about Liverpool. Which game this season when they lost were you happiest? Other than when you guys beat them. Other than that.
They lost against who?
Minda Kwambia.
They lost against who?
My favorite moment was when they lost to Napoli.
But that one, I think, was Kidogon can make predict because even for them,
really? Could you predict four?
Not four, but every single time they've played in Italy, on a struggle. Champions League on a struggle. Roma happened the same. Napoli, I think.
Roma?
Yeah, they lost against.
When?
Away.
Oh, in the.
They lost finals. Away to Roma, and then they've also lost to Napoli prior. Mm. But away, but Wakenda and Anfield don't want to dominate. But away in Italy, they struggle. So that was, I wasn't shocked. But I enjoy when small teams on Asumbua, like Fulham, the first game of the season when Fulham, when Mitrovic alikuwa na bully Van Dijk.
Mitrovic is crazy.
Yeah. But when Mitrovic ali bully Van Dijk, man, I was like, yes. Mongia mingi kusumse.
Umse amechochwa, bro. Even this weekend, Trent. They're the most overrated people. And you know what? Do you know what brings me joy? Mm-hmm. It's not even getting any better. Mm-hmm. You know it's they're facing this Sunday.
Exactly, bro.
They're facing a soldier, a Viking, bro. Finish them, bro. Nobody's safe in that league, bro. Not even us.
A cyborg.
No one is safe, to be honest.
Bro, no one is safe.
And maybe small teams.
Even those small teams are not safe.
Because Haaland, Haaland sometimes has a struggle against a team like a Crystal Palace, where they'll be able to hold back.
Wait. How did he strike?
He scored at Etihad. What's an Etihad? Etihad.
I can't away.
I don't know what something happens. Especially come out to get on a Burnley this season. I'd love to watch Burnley versus Haaland.
But like, bro, have you seen this guy's body, man? This guy is not normal, man.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, what do you say, man? You know, me, bro, I wish I'd see that ever since CC, bro, because I just know us, we can deal with him. Nobody can deal with him, bro.
The only person who can deal with him maybe
Real Madrid, or Kina Rudiger or something, bro. Honestly, nobody in the league is safe. Right now, all you have to do is, you don't even play, just enjoy. We're Kubali too. When you're facing Man City, just know.
Kwanza head balls. Like,
leave it alone.
Head balls, people are jumping. Alafu ya naruka mtu wa mwisho, na bado anaifikia.
Mwuse kitu na nimalizanga, man. You'll roll, as in, kwa gameplay, utamuona. And then all of a sudden, he just appears. He just appears from nowhere, man.
It's like when you piss him off, come to bro. bro, like it was out of nothing. And the legend, my money, you wanna shanga, bro. Umse
for the first.
Nani ame kasirisha, bro? Ame muachaze.
I'm gonna shanga, man. As in, especially his third goal. I was like, bro, atukukuforce ufunge hattrick as in atujakusumbua as in Lisandro hajakufanyia anything
bro, let me get it bro,
man, like ball, man. Hold on
chore bro. Bro whom say me I was tired but, bro sir,
do you think Mbappe anaweza kuja Liverpool alafu iko sasa Mbappe versus Haaland?
I'd love to, but I mean, if I was Mbappe, I'd not go to Liverpool. Liverpool is in 10th. Mm. I'd go to the team that is competing with Man City.
You think Arsenal?
Yeah.
Ah, bro, that was smooth.
Yeah.
You think Arsenal?
Sindio. Kwa nini mna compete na Man City? Mliona.
Si ati atuwezi.
You cannot say you're competing and you people are just conceding.
True, 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 true. As in, you know? I didn't have any hopes, to be honest. I didn't have any hopes, especially versus Man City.
But when it comes to money, but I think Mbappe right now.
When it comes to money, it's
Manchester.
It's Manchester. Both Manchester
clubs. But sasa nikutanwe bro. Sasa Mbappe si alishapata do. I don't think right now he really wants money.
But as to maintain his contract though. Huh? To maintain his contract. Because that a release clause, it's too high.
But let me tell you, him he's seen, he has though, he's got the money and everything, but that money doesn't really mean anything when you're in a team with, when there's two players who are like better than you. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I wouldn't say, yeah, they're better than him, to be honest. When those two guys decide to play, Messi and Neymar. Okay, Mokcheza ball, bro, honestly. And that's something that even, the reason the Suarez, Messi and Neymar thing ili fit in, because Suarez knew what he was good at, Neymar knew what he was good at, and Messi knew what he was good. And when Messi is injured, Suarez are going to join him and Neymar. Mwacheki. Mm. So Mbappe another new team yake bro. Mm. I'm not a Messi fan but like bro. Mm. Even you're being delusional. Bro.
Yeah.
Bro come on. It's Messi bro. Like, you're serious bro. As in, that doesn't make sense. Hata mapleya manyo na jota kama even if that guy is in the bench. They know bro as in akiingia kwa pitch wanajua bro.
Of course. Like come on yeah,
exactly. Acheki De Bruyne anajua ni mnoma lakini anajua bro honestly sai. Sai kuna boss. Sai we're playing for one month. And if that guy's not there, we're not going to Mwacheki. Mbappe sai anajua now for PSG, no, it's different now. If one is not there, they won't win. They need all three to win. Mwacheki. Exactly. Like Real Madrid, bila Benzema. You saw last season when there was the Clasico. Benzema was the only person who was hurt. What happened to Real? They lost 4-1. Clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So Mbappe, he just needs to. He still stop being a crybaby. Stop crying, man. Just go on. You're earning a million. Stop crying. Bro.
And this is what
do you want, man?
And then it's a transition to now.
And that's what
France,
even
to now the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Because
I don't think he can do that because over there, I don't think. Okay, come on, PSG is a bonga first. I'm not saying about what. Again, sir, bro, when I'm going into the World Cup, he already knows who. We're going into the World Cup. Who do you think is the best French player? It's the one with the Ballon d'Or. So what are you gonna say? Utonge. What can you say? The last time you faced him. You face Real and PSG, what happens? That guy killed them.
But also Deschamps loves him.
Deschamps loves him. You think Deschamps is going to pick Mbappe over Benzema?
Of course.
Would you pick Mbappe over Benzema?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
To be honest, I am...
Not right now. Personally, not 2022.
Especially with the World Cup, in this perspective. And Benzema, you're from Yake Nakuja now.
Bro.
I'm not supporting France in the World Cup, but...
Me either. Who are you supporting?
All African teams, man.
That's good.
Brazil.
Belgium.
Belgium. Mm. So, mine is Portugal.
Roro?
Yeah.
You want him to win before he retires?
Yeah.
Do you think he'll retire this season because Messi, not for the international, not club football?
No, but he said he won't. He said the Euro.
So Messi will share him, man. This might be his last World Cup. But who knows? Maybe it's his
last. Think it will be his last. I think Messi will say, so now just Masut America and Penang will share.
Messi, you can come and share quickly.
Messi, man. You want pictures of him?
I've seen some pictures. Yeah, I've seen some pictures, but pia na kanga nkama ako off. Unachikingo la mse flani. Awe tadunda, but ana kitiku kwa kando. Ama dema na mdaya juku mongelesha. Anakanga umse.
Bro, only mse awkward.
Anakanga umse awkward mbaya. But shout out to him, at least ball like a star, because maybe outside ball, he just struggles. Maybe that's what made him good. Because
I'm not a fan of him, but I'm glad that he's playing good.
Yeah.
Well, it's very fun to see him enjoying his game, but... You know, when it comes down to it,
if it's possible to have a Portugal versus Argentina final in the World Cup,
Bro, that would shake the entire.
I'll be Portugal all the way.
For real?
Yeah. I'll be Portugal all the way.
Of course, bro. Are you serious, bro?
Damn.
It's Ronaldo, man.
It's Ronaldo. Ah, we agree on that one.
Hey, bro.
Me, I like to game entertaining. Me, I like to tutu.
Game at a ball. But
me, I like to tutu. Remember like Real Madrid versus Barcelona, I think 2012, 2013?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Messi 2, Roro 2.
Halftime. 2-2. Roro 2, Messi 2. I was like, bro. Yeah. Yeah, we need this in a final, a World Cup final. Mm. Roro, Messi, show off. So. You do your thing, man. Whoever wins, wins.
The last time they faced each other, what happened? Did you remember?
Yeah,
no, I remember.
I think
it was Juventus against Barcelona.
Yes,
it was Juventus.
Juve, Baka. Roro won. Roro won. Sinila alifunga nini?
Penambili. But it was, I mean, me na day two. Me, I just want Ronaldo to have a World Cup, so this whole discussion can just die down.
Okay. But will it die, though?
Yeah, I feel like, World Cup in a killing little story. It's like Argentina ukisema Messi Maradona, unakuonyesha jezi ya World Cup. Kesi ni shanga hapo tu, bro.
Because Maradona is a god huko Argentina, as compared to Messi. Mm. Messi is like a demigod, but Maradona is a god.
Yeah, it's like Michael Jordan and LeBron.
Bas. Okay. So, me nataka explain here. I'd want to talk about it because the past 5 years, seven years, it was Pep, Jurgen Klopp. Apparently, the whole world, you can say, Pep and Klopp, these are the best coaches in the world. Mm-hmm. These are the ones who, some of them, these are the best coaches to ever manage the Premier League. Mm-hmm. Some people said. Mm-hmm. So, what happened to Liverpool? Because I really want to understand, because Mane left this season. And yes, they have injuries. But if Klopp is the best manager in the world, angefanya kama Pep last season Pep akwa na number 9, alikuwa na Jesus but akwa na mtumia. So they were playing technically without a striker, but they still dominated and won the league. Mm-hmm. So nini happened this season? Because if you're a good coach and you're the perfect manager in the world, unaweza handle hizi pressure zote, man. So nini happened?
You wanna go first?
You go.
Personally, I feel like hiyo team ilikuwa money. Even ukiangalia, even you remember that thrashing from Real Madrid, the final. Mm-hmm. Like even when Salah was out, Mane was the only one who was trying. So between Mane and Salah, ungeniuliza mimi ningesema Salah aende. Baki na Mane because I feel Mane ni playmaker, bado anaweza defend when if ni kurudi, you know. So I feel like Apple now they lost a very important person in that team. Mm-hmm. So because now when you have the two of them, you have Mane, you have Salah, and then you have those swing backs, you know. So see, that's how they used to play. Right now they don't have that because one wing doesn't have msemo alikuwa na ana feed na ana shoot na anafanya hizo vitu zote. So for me naweza sema ni Mane.
Okay. So wana lose because of Mane?
Yeah.
Me, I don't think so. Me, I think... okay, Mane ni mnoma as Jakarta. But as I think as much as Salah anahitaji Mane, pia Mane anahitaji Salah. You know, oh, by the way, Liverpool jana ilishinda 7-1. Salah alivunja record jana. Quickest hat trick. So, oh, pia Mane pia alifunga jana. But see, that ni juu ya Mane. It has nothing to do with attack, to be honest. Kama anaweza funga bao saba, so tunajua shida basi iko wapi. Kama unaweza funga bao saba, shida si attack. Shida ni Trent. That's the main culprit.
I thought it was Alexander. Virgil.
What are really? They're together, including Milner. Mm-hmm. They're all together.
Milner ni mzee. Wacha tumpe hiyo.
Bro, hakuna story ya uzani. Bro, kama unalipa kucheza ball, mimi sijali bro. Unalipa kucheza ball. Uko mzee, uko 40, si bro. Sijali juu ya uzee bro. That doesn't age jalishi. If you're earning from this game, the age doesn't matter.
Milan anafakira kucheza West Ham. Anga kucheza Bournemouth.
Alafu unacheki pia Klopp. Klopp amekuwa kucheza the same system for the last 7 years.
Amejaribu kuchange by the way since in the past 3 games amekuwa switch 4-2-3-1.
Na just save kitu. Najamsaidia because it's like it's a one trick pony bro. Watu washamsoma bro. Unacheki. Watu washamsoma. Unacheki. Pep Guardiola, I'm not going to say so special bro. Kama si Haaland bro, hakuna kitu hata ingekuwa hapa inafanyika. Let's just call a spade a spade. They got two teams last season. Miss Yonik to special sana, you know.
Alvarez.
And you wanna behave kama Haaland?
No.
Haaland is
Haaland is a robot.
He's not behaving normally.
Nikolisei, who's your best player kwanza Man City?
Man City. Sini Haaland to sana alimbina.
Like as in like before player, Haaland as in
over before Haaland akuja. Ilikuwa De Bruyne but De Bruyne ako sawa lakini mimi nilikuwa napenda Mahrez na Gundogan.
Okay. Mine has to be like even right now. De Bruyne.
Okay, yourself?
David Silva, man.
Oh, you want to say of all time, mama?
Yeah, like as in the player, all time. As in player Monye, as best in up to now. Monye, as in
Monye Man City alikuwa ananibamba sana. Oh, sini ya Ture, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Ture.
Ah, yeah, Ture.
Yeah, Ture pia alikuwa na boss hiyo midfield man.
Hey. Yeah, Ture man de Bayo.
Hey, kwanza napenda vile alipa. Hey, from an Arsenal fan. Hey, damn. Ukusikia uchungu.
Ah, see, bro, uchungu ni sikia alipa jale na Tottenham, bro.
But not funny anything Tottenham as compared to.
But he didn't really do much.
As compared to his impact at Arsenal, yeah, he ends up dying down sana.
Yeah, and first of all, speaking of Arsenal, Guardiola and Klopp are not the best ever coaches in England.
Yeah,
it's Alex and Arsene Wenger, and Jose Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho. Only. I am Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, exactly. I am Jose.
Yeah.
Nobody else near to me. Stories are Klopp and this, Klopp and that. Klopp is cool, but I mean. Klopp is also a serial loser, also, bro. Bro, he's actually a loser.
Yeah, you know, for him, when he loses, akuna this bitterness in
bro,
in his.
What do you say, bro? He's such a bro. He's a bitter man, bro.
Bitter man. Kabisa. He'll complain about the pitch, and I complain about G what, and I complain about what. I complain about the journalist. At the journalist, amulizei swali mbona amulizei swali.
Exactly. Aliambeni ule mso wa Sky Sports.
Yeah.
Can you ask your own question?
Can you ask your own question? Because yeah.
If you're such a good coach and the peleka Trent midfielder Raka. Venye,
I don't know why mbona ashike
bro venye alifanya na Bell
sijui mbona ashike logic
bro Trent ni kama region wa Thiago Alcantara bro
exactly
like bro umse afikiri bro umse na he's gonna continue
umse umse na plus nani shida Trent man me Trent
cannot defend
Trent kazi yake tu ni one thing mpatie tu ball akimbie man usimwambie arudi home
eh man mpatie ball na mwambie
afike wewe baki tu huko juu wewe baki afadhali hata Diaz a defend
eh exactly
Diaz hata anaweza kuwa better defender than
you man.
Sasa,
that guy is such an amazing footballer, but he's such a terrible defender.
Do you accept the fact because apparently you want to be included in the England squad? Okosana na hiyo. Trent akimiss.
I honestly do not have a care for England, to be honest.
Nice.
Sema ukweli, man.
Nice.
But I mean, I think it's sema ni unfair. Si kuna ma fullbacks wenye wana makumliko. Plus, lakini all three England fullbacks got injured this week. The locals injured. James Amobia, Trent pia alimia. But mimi sioni ole. Pastor mimi nilichukua trip ya mbele yake. Ndio ni kudefend. Kazi yangu ni kudefend. Like bro, title yangu ni defender. Kama you should free kick pia trip ya joke.
Yeah, free kick pia trip ya confirm this season.
Exactly.
Kama like,
the only thing that
chances created among the best chances created.
Trent ameshinda tu trip ya kupass. Free kick. Bro, Pia Trent. Because Trent had an amazing free kick in the World Cup.
Yep.
And also against Man City,
against
right?
Man City, yeah.
Yeah. Are they the only team that have taken points off Man City this season with a draw? Them and Aston Villa, right? Newcastle and Aston Villa.
Newcastle and Aston Villa, yeah.
Only, man. Eh. Mm. So, mimi naweza chukua tu trip ya mbele yake kama ni cheza England. But you know, with the England manager, he's also another clueless fellow. So, only
kwa Maguire. Mimi nataka England wakitolea group stage, mimi nitakuwa happy niaje.
Exactly, man.
At least, just shut up for once. Just shut up. You're not that good, bro.
Exactly. I want a replay between us and you guys. Yeah. Sorry, it's not you. Mm-hmm. So, between France and Belgium.
You want a replay?
Yeah.
I feel like the result will be the same.
France will still win.
Yeah.
I feel like
France is way better. Come on, France is very stacked.
Actually,
that was cool.
France is like
no, that was cool.
France is called the West African All Stars.
Yeah, but that was cool. But also, World Cup winners are gonna discuss of where they go to a World Cup and then group stage on Atolea. And that's a curse that Muta can continue every single World Cup. Like I'd be so happy. France at the group stage. Mbio mbio tu. Wow, na England when they home. Mbio mbio tu. Especially now, since I don't see Martial being in the squad, so because injuries this season didn't mess up. He plays 20 minutes.
Do you
think
if he wasn't injured, he'd be in the squad?
Yeah.
In the France squad?
In the France squad? Yes, as a backup.
You sure?
As a backup.
Yeah, a true Man U fan.
As a backup. To be honest,
you're not being realistic.
No, Deschamps anampenda, bro.
Bro, when was the last time when Martial
loved? Alicheza nini?
Bro, mimi nilikuwa high school nikim.
Before I get injured. Before I get injured, that is a Nations League. Before I get injured.
He did.
Yeah, Alicheza Nations.
He was in the winning team, huh? He wasn't there.
He wasn't in the winning team. So, but Alikuwa kwa bench.
Wala, yeah? Alikuwa. But that was because Dembele was injured, right? Dembele is back now.
Dembele is back, yeah.
Mbappe is always is always fit.
And then Giroud is...
Giroud
is good. Of course, Mr. Benz.
Don't forget, there's Griezmann.
Griezmann, I'm
Yeah, I'm a squad.
Now you can play more than 20
minutes. Yeah. He's been there. He's been Atletico's best player this season.
And I'm just at 20 minutes.
Imagine, I think 60, lakini bado anafunga.
Man, because close, you're close, because the fan is close, man.
Like, Barcelona is so merciless, man.
They're so desperate.
They're desperate, bro. And I'm so happy they're going to the Europa League. They are, you know they are? They're going to go to the Europa League because next week they're playing with Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. Bayern is going to send them to the Europa League like they did last
like
season.
Like they did last
I'm sure Kinamula, they're happy. They're not scared of him, but they're going to have to shut up.
Kansa Mula kuyo game. Mula kuyo game. You know Mula. Mula too.
And Mula is so petty.
Mula is really petty.
He's so petty.
Really
bro.
Petty. But I love petty players.
Even me, man.
Miss Penangi player at Akujapa, I'm humble. At the oh.
The one I spend the
I respect you.
That's why I don't like Messi. That's why I like Ronaldo more. Ronaldo at Akushomanze, yo. Me, I'm the best player. But, yeah. Either you like it or you don't, but I'm still going to score. Miss Rajpanya, oh, you know. It's all good, you know. I'm just doing what they're paying me to do. Bro, you don't care. Tunajua, bro.
Messi and Tarantino is a ball, man.
Aye, bro.
Messi and Tarantino is a ball.
When you scare me, you say, you know, I took a pay cut of 50%. Bro, you go wrong, bro. Oh, my Lord, bro. Crocodile tears. Kenya, you know. Bro, I'm like,
alikuwa his trainer pia continue na yeye. Akuwe na private jet, ikuwe na mtoka, akuwe na flight to Argentina once in a while. Hey, it was a whole demand.
Alafu alikuwa nasema ati alichukua pika ati analia. Tell him, man, this world is full of actors. Okay? See, read between the lines, guys.
Another team that in a struggle this season, Juventus. Mr. Allegri, man. Allegri, Ali signed contract this weekend, an extension,
This weekend, an extension.
It's the same for Ilya Nottingham Forest. The manager, Ali signed contract this weekend as well.
Whoever runs Juventus, is it Pavel Nedved? He's a joker, man. Is he serious? Bro, they're number 8. Bro, they lost to Maccabi Haifa.
Maccabi
Haifa make one of the first Champions League win in 50 years.
Bro,
against Allegri.
50 years against Juventus.
On the make history.
Bro.
Players have made history.
I don't know. Should I even feel sorry for them, bro? Because it's not like they've been really doing amazing in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think this was coming. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like there's one player who deserves this. It's Vlahovic.
Because he snaked you.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, to look at your anti-play Champions League, bro. You're coming to the Europa League also. Welcome to Thursday. Bro, did you hear what he said? He was like, when I had the call from Juventus, I didn't even know who Arsenal is. Bro, you of course you know who we are, bro. I bet you know he knows. Right now he knows who we are. But anyway, bro, I'm not gonna sit here and lie like I watch Juventus games. I don't really find their games entertaining. Do you find them?
I'm an AC Milan fan, so
exactly. I don't really find Serie A entertaining, with the exception of Napoli.
For real,
right now, right now.
Serie A for the past 3 seasons,
bro.
To me, I've enjoyed watching Serie A games.
Is it the most entertaining league in the world?
No, of course not.
Exactly,
of
bro. I'd rather watch, bro, Newcastle likicheza na Fulham maybe kuliko niangalia hata Milan derby squeeze, bro.
Milan derby this season, I think, one of the best games in my watch, man.
Because I feel like most of the teams in England can beat those guys.
You think AC Milan can lose to Newcastle?
No, not to Newcastle, to like Spurs. Or
they
can lose to the top six. Yeah. So if your top two can lose to our top six, I mean, they lost
well,
to Chelsea,
Napoli,
bro.
Did you see how they were humbled to Chelsea? Both games. But also, Tomori will put a red card. An unfair red card. Even Mount after Zakakuja Kasema, it was too harsh because, yes, Alini pulled back. But it's a penalty. You can give a penalty for that, yes.
And a yellow.
But a red card for being pulled back.
Mm. Eh.
Damn, I'd rather play a man there. Mount already alikuwa anajaribu ku shoot the ball for to score. Like for him, it was a continual game.
Yeah.
It was not a foul where I stopped, where Mount stopped and wasn't able to score. Mm. He continued.
And that goes back to those referees.
Goes back to referees. But also referees in Europe here wanakuanga harsh.
Hey, wanakuanga watiaji, bro. Wanakuanga watiaji.
Champions League, manzo unachingi game. Yellow cards in cup 5 in first half.
Hey, unashanga nini?
Unashanga rada. Mm. Especially tukiona kama Manchester United. Wapo McTominay, yellow card first half.
Yeah, McTominay.
Fred,
yellow card. Tellez, yellow card. Bayi, yellow card. As in, kuna players already tunajua in the first half.
Tellez and Bayi, they left money, right?
Tellez ako Sevilla on loan.
Bayi is in Marseille
on loan as well.
Yeah, how interesting the players you sell, they're playing in the Champions League, huh?
Sevilla are struggling, bro.
But they are there.
Sevilla struggling.
But they are there.
Sevilla are struggling.
Honestly, look at their group.
They're there, Katsio.
No, who's everybody's going to
But also, Dortmund isn't good.
But I mean...
Isn't that good, man?
No, they are good. Kulus, they beat those guys 4-1.
Kulus 4-1 at Sevilla. At home ground. Or lose 4-1 home.
Who?
Sevilla lost home.
They lost to Dortmund because
Dortmund,
I mean,
home.
Dortmund is actually a very good team, led by their 19-year-old wonder boy,
Mr. Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Jude Bellingham. He's speaking amazing. Of him, no, next season akienda wapi?
I feel like atenda Man City.
Wow.
Agent Haaland shot am mita.
Boss, msee, yani...
Like, ni obvious. As in
Man City sasa, nani atawashinda, bro? As no. In, to be honest, who will stop them?
It's only Papa Perez who can just make a team for himself in Spain, there, Madrid, to just shut these guys up. But I still think they're not going to win the
Champions League this season. Because so target, of course, target your purpose every single Champions season in Champions League.
But you know why they won't win? Alenda kwa Roga.
Like every time this guy. Hey,
bro. Benjamin Liroba na Pogba. Yesterday did that a long time ago, bro. He started the trend, bro.
But I believe Pogba alenda kwa which doctor?
Eh, bro.
But I believe your story.
Yes, ndio. Bro, olisema Pogba alenda kwa which doctor. Ile second leg ile ya PSG.
Ile ya PSG, mazena
manje. Bro, nilikuwa nacheza. Bro, nilikuwa naangalia hizo mahele sasema. Hey, bro. This guy is shipping on the ball. Wallahi umse ameroga.
Unajua sasa alisema, tu aliroga Martial.
Bro. Ah, sio aliroga bro because hiyo timu ndio ilicheza hiyo. Bro, ilikuwa kadi kama like Carabao Cup bro. Hapo na msema
noma. I swear. My bro, I said tulikuwa na team B.
Bro, uzokika Mbappe falling over bro. I was like, nah. Something is not right. So they should have a documentary for that game. So like we can see things clearly. Like bro, tunafaa kuwa na pitch side view.
But kwani hii witchcraft, umeona? Hii witchcraft ni legit ama tu ni
bro, ni legit bro, man. Eh, bro.
Mimi siamini ati witch. Unachiki hata kwanza hizo games mob sana hapa tukikuja Africa. A lot of games utasikia ati now next to the post.
Eh, bro, unachiki
games amekaka kitu hapo kwa post. Manze,
tena pena sio.
Juzi kwa game kulikuwa na Premier League ya Nigeria. Kuna time wasana in the game. So players wameshika kwa bus. Ma witch doctor anaweza kutokea. Wanatupa damu manzi. Wanamwaga damu manzi kwa player na kama coach. Manzi.
Na unakubali.
Manager wa team alikuja akasema rudini kwa bus. Rudini kwa bus bro, atucheze hii game. Atucheze hii game.
Bro, but what do you expect? Hizi man league za Africa bro, ukiwa mwanzo match unapatia ngambuzi, kuku. Si ndio bro? Yeye unapatia food tu bro.
Witch doctor alikuwa anamwagia players.
Anamwagia players.
Eh bro,
damu. Tu. Mimi nataka sana kuamini history ya witchcraft. Nataka sana.
Bro, mimi naamini hizi vitu bro.
Mimi mara mob nimeuliza wasee. Wewe umeona real life. Umse ametokea tu hapo kwa kamera ama ametokea tu hapo mbele yako.
Ama ndio huyu
tu amekuja hapo mbele yako.
Mimi naona kama manzi hizi vitu kweli man.
Who knows?
Hey bro, unaona kama manzi mtu anasema ati yo unaona kama manzi ukitembea na chiku na poster mimi kwa kitu hapo. Shida ya biashara, shida ya mapenzi. Call this number.
Oni mjamaa anataka tu tawa yako.
Bro, si ndio bro? Sasa ni maskama lakini mimi naona West Africa bro, there are no jokes bro. Ah, sasa nachukua mazao vitu wanazo. Eh bro,
mzee na kuroganga ma vitu zingine
man. Sasa man, mimi after hiyo video ambayo mimi na believe hiyo. Bro, hiyo shit haiko normal. Oh my god. Hiyo stuff haiko normal. Eh, wow, so yeah.
Ah, tu kurapa pod nataka sasa. Wewe niambie. Because hapa tumeja watu wa Arsenal na tunajonga imeja msemaji wa Arsenal ametokea amejitokea hapa ni wasemani na hapa Kenya tunajua tu ni timu mbili zina banta inaruka
kwa Man
United na Arsenal. So weka msemaji hiyo timu penye iko sahi na timu yake penye iko sahi, Do you think Arsenal or Tafka come May and want to lift the title?
No.
Do you think?
You remember title? Juzi tulikuwa tunabeta hapa na mse. Tukimwambia by January tutakuwa tumeona. By January. Waiting for January.
Niko sure bro. January ni hapa tu.
January ni hapa.
Ni hapa tu bro. Unajua kuna World Cup so tukona but mimi nakushauri by the time if World Cup talk bado tutakuwa na mbona.
But World Cup si mbali bro.
Bro, World Cup is next month.
Imebaki kama 3-4 games.
Alafu check uli bet how much? Juu ta lose your bet.
It's okay.
Sasa wewe utaluzi ya bed because World Cup ni 2 months. Jani itakuwa number one.
But also, mapilazo enu wakienda World Cup because Gabriel, both Gabriels hakuchaguliwa. No, the three Gabriels, sorry, hakuchaguliwa.
Yeah,
the squad. So, especially the front two. Wachana na ule ya defender. Defender maybe atachaguliwa.
Defender atachaguliwa for sure.
So, the front two, Jesus na Martinelli. Do you think what end the World Cup?
Ah, Jesus atenda for sure Martinelli season. Cuz Brazil iko na mainga wanoma sana man.
But me na Richarlison as compared to Richarlison.
Who do you think is better?
Bra Martinelli confirm.
Oh, unasema oh niko na compare Jesus. Oh, mimi najua Jesus ni first choice for Brazil.
Yeah,
he's like you see
first choice.
Yes, he's the first choice striker for Brazil. Ama ni nani? Useme ni Firmino.
First choice.
Yo ni Vaco.
First choice.
Yes, cuz of chemistry, they have to keep chemistry. Chemistry of the Brazil attack is Vinicius here, Neymar number 10. Wait, hold up. Neymar here, Vinicius here. Jesus here, then number 10, there is Lucas Paqueta.
Lucas Paqueta, yeah.
That's the chemistry. Even though I'm going to play the whole of Copa America.
It's okay. It's okay.
But Richarlison at Aitua, because of course at Aitua. But if they do...
Give a spot to Martinelli.
I'd rather not call him. I'd rather because I want him to be fresh for the league.
Yeah, as an Arsenal fan. I know, as an Arsenal fan.
Because, Cheki, bro, that soldier of Man City is not going to the World Cup. Honestly man.
Yako, like, yanabaki like, for the 2 months anabaki home akiwacha hapo.
Everything yake tu wale, everything is just aligning.
Iko aligned for him. Ah, everything is aligned for him.
I love how vile anam describe akisema soldier.
Omse ni karao bro. Omse ni karao.
Now, sasa with that in mind, since Haaland ako rested, bado mnafikiri?
No, me I know I'm not going to win the league, but I know I'll enjoy the season.
You know you're not going to win?
No, bro. Of course, bro. Oh. It's good to be realistic. It's good to be realistic, bro.
An Arsenal fan who's realistic.
I can be optimistic, yes. Ndasema, yes.
A rare gem.
Kwani wanasema tunashinda?
Ligi mbaya.
Sawa, tunashinda, baby. Nah, but check, nipo kwa realistic. Maybe, but unajoni aje, you never know. Unajua ball ni kitu fulani hawezi jua. Acheki. Who knew Real Madrid itashinda the
Champions League?
Acheki. What I know is that Klopp is going trophyless this season. And I feel like mimi nashukua sana. I have a feeling as always if we don't win the league, we're going to win something. Either the Europa League,
you're winning something. You're winning something. It's guaranteed you're winning something.
What about you? Nimna nadhani nimna shinda kitu?
I'd said if you get top 4 and an FA Cup, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I'd be happy.
But check me see the Roman because no. Your coach is not. He's not Duanzi.
I'm happy Ten Hag. I'm happy Ten Hag because
I feel like
the only problem me timing.
Injury,
and a whole structure to favor his style of play. In the next 2-3 seasons.
I'm so sure he'll be given the same amount of time as Solskjaer, but
yeah.
he's probably gonna get fired. I'm sure the league.
Bro, unajua kitu nimesema.
Do you know you guys are Solskjaer becoming the Tottenham?
Ah, unajua kitu nimesema. If Arsenal wanna win the Premier League before us, naacha coach Premier League. Naacha.
Tuenda coach Serie A ubweke.
Nabaki tu kwa Serie A. Mimi nabaki Serie A. Naacha coach Premier League. If Arsenal wanashinda before us Premier League, I'm done.
Well, just know that's going to happen very soon.
I'm
so
done.
Start changing your DSTV strategy. It'll happen very soon, my friend. But Mani made a good signing. Let me just give them an honorable mention. Because I like Antony. He's a very good player. Amefunga three goals in three games. Yeah, so I feel like kama kuna mtu mwingine inafaa ku protect sana. Protect that young man. That's going to be your ticket very soon. I don't think Rashford atafanya kitu. Rashford
am pick up this
Rashford
season.
Rashford and Martial are the only players I have seen in my life who have been living on potential for the last 7 years.
You forgot about Lingard.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But Cheki, don't forget Lingard. Lingard, like your West Ham. At least I'll find your flag. Don't forget Emma. Don't forget Emma. By the way, who say? Anyway, who say? Labda ni mno.
Rashford na Martial kuna 2-3 seasons of. Kwanza. You see, before Ronaldo.
2-3 seasons of what?
Of like.
Of potential.
No. It. Martial alifunga 20 goals. Rashford alifunga 18 goals, and that it was the same period tulikuwa na Greenwood. That period from 3 years to. Ilikuwa cause now
bele pio msemi nono pio I feel like jamaa pia unajua anaweza rudi
Greenwood anaweza rudi unajua kesi zake zimeanza
kwa bele omse atarudi tu
kesi zake zimeanza ku report zimekuwa ati zimeanza kuwa ati it was false hizo ma stories zimeanza kutokea it was false it was
and he's still in the Premier League squad, you know, he's in the Premier League squad, he's in the Europa League squad, but usitetea vijana wenu, those guys have underachieved.
I'm still of the opinion that second season Solskjaer, where when we finished second, if we continued with that style of play for the third season with that front three, Rashford, Martial, Greenwood.
See, that was the COVID season.
Yeah, that was COVID.
Tell you, I've never seen somebody who's so overhyped. Yani, huna jo Martial akona close kwa contract yake. Inasema akishinda Ballon d'Or.
Akishinda Ballon d'Or tunapea na
do. Monaco do.
I have never.
Kibado mnalipa do ingine kwa Monaco ati akishinda Ballon d'Or. Bro, siku gani msi hata shai karibia Ballon d'Or. Bro, hata Golden Boot ajai karibia. Honestly. And you know, the how much was it? And like 250.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Bro, are you like, Bado, you still have faith in Martial and Rashford?
Not faith in terms of they'll help us dominate the league, because I don't.
No, not dominating. I'm just saying even a Carabao, yani angalau.
Winning a Carabao, winning a Carabao.
You think they can win a Carabao?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Do you know it took? You guys still had Rashford and Martial when the last time you won trophies, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who it took you guys to win a trophy?
Mourinho.
No, okay, good. But I'm saying on the pitch, it took a man who was close to his 40s.
Tulikuwa na Zlatan at that time.
Imagine.
Zlatan at that time that decided
to shine. Unbelievable. Imagine. Now Zlatan hakuwa na close ya Ballon d'Or. So,
sino maana tuko na Roro this season tushinde Europa?
Hakuna shida, bro. I don't think.
Also this season.
Hata Europa League, hata mizani atasunga
shida. Anaweza shinda Europa na ashinde World Cup this season.
Hashindi Europa.
Chances are anaweza shinda Europa na World Cup, si ndio?
Hashindi Europa.
No, chances are. Alafu atoke Man U next season kama ameshinda kila kitu. Nini nyingine atakuwa ameshinda? Atakuwa ameshinda everything. Kama atashinda World Cup this season, anashinda Europa, atakuwa ameshinda everything.
Hopefully ashinde World Cup, but Europa is
bro. Atakuwa the most decorated player in the world. Yeah. The most decorated.
I know the most decorated player in the world is Dani Alves.
Oh yeah, Dani Alves.
But check it. Angalia.
Wait, Dani Alves alishinda nini?
He's won na ajashinda World Cup.
Yeah.
Copa America.
Copa America.
He has like 40-something trophies.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But listen, do you know Man U is slowly becoming the Tottenham Hotspur?
Not really.
Yes, because it's a dinosaur club and they're living off old things.
No.
We know that.
We don't live off. The difference with us and Spurs is the fact that
You've actually won before.
We win. We can win. For Spurs, it's...
You used to win, bro. It's been 7 years.
We still
years.
Can win. But not the Premier League. Not the Premier League.
No, I'm saying a trophy, bro.
Bro, for you, no, sir.
Bro, honestly, sir. A trophy. Where,
before,
bro?
No, before trophy. Before FA Cup.
Situlukwa uni, bro, mkishinda trophy.
Before FA Cup.
Situlukwa uni, mkishinda trophy.
Situlukwa uni, bro, mkishinda trophy.
Before FA Cup, yenu.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa holo.
Before FA Cup 2020? Ilikuwa nga FA Cup 2020.
Sawa, wachana hiyo.
Before FA Cup 2017? Before FA Cup 2014? Before 15 ilikuwa 2014? What's the point? Mimi ni mshinda, bro. Misi mind, bro.
Lakini mnashinda trophy hata Wigan ushinda.
Hakuna shida, bro. Nyi hamjaishinda.
Hatujashinda in
2017. I'm saying, mwenza machungu.
Hatujashinda since 2017.
Bro, this is checky. Mwasi wamani hajaichange. Kibuhi nile ile. So, checky. Oh, utuseme. Kama mlishinda Carabao na Europa League na Community Shield. Unajua nyinyi mlitrip to treble.
Unajua at least tumeshinda treble before Liverpool.
Treble, no.
Liverpool last season kwa sema quadruple. Wapi?
Wow,
nothing.
Wow, wow, wow.
Nothing. Nothing. All talking about nothing.
But no, they won.
They won
two trophies.
They won Carabao FA.
Ah, this one talking about kitu, but me I think you
wait, no one lose FA.
Zini walishinda FA, walishinda zote on penalties versus Chelsea.
Yeah, versus Chelsea.
Ah, sana ponenda sana. You know Liverpool, the jig is up. It's over. It was fun.
Si situta pa pod with prediction ya Man City Liverpool.
No, naitesha hivi. 3-1. 3-1 ama 4-1.
Do you see Haaland kieka hat-trick at Anfield?
Of course. Sidhani ni hat-trick, lakini lakini atafunga. And
Nunez is scoring. Nunez is scoring.
Come on, man. I don't compare humans to robots. But it's going to be even more enjoyable because it's a game of Conserve and they can lose at home in at Anfield in the Premier League since a junior team, a junior team 2018. So it's been 4 years.
It's been 4 years.
Aye, bro, it's about time. It's about time. We don't need to have 3-1 on De Bruyne, Foden, and Haaland. I love Salah.
Okay.
4-1.
4-1 too?
In favor of Man City.
Okay. Scores? I mean scorers, sorry.
Scorers. Yeah. And on Foden, now robot.
2-2. Brace. So two goals, two goals.
I'm a robot. You guys, when we're done with this pod, I'm going to go to Mwangalio play. It's Benrama.
Benrama is West Ham. Benrama is West Ham.
Imagine.
Anyway. Benrama is beast.
I'm going to go to Benrama.
Benrama is beast. Miss, for my prediction, a 3-1 as well. But Nunez for Liverpool at Afunga. KDB, I don't think KDB at a score. I see, because I hope Bernardo Silva Chelsea. I hope Acheza, and if he plays, he'll score. Or if he doesn't score, he'll assist for Gundogan to score. And then, of course, Haaland. And then, maybe Foden.
Yeah. Unajomi, there's only make a KDB up because KDB up on a record 50.
At Anfield.
And I'll fungan every time I go Anfield.
Maybe anaweza score a penalty.
Penalty hezi piga.
Anaweza pewa.
Hezi pewa.
Ana na kijua.
Watu wajalingi, bro. Bro, I'm saying that guy. Do you know why I feel like Omse na nibamba sana. Nikiongelea ngabo lazima nimtaje sana Omse. Because only Omse mwenye hafichi, he doesn't hide that he wants to be great.
Yeah.
But he won't talk about it. But he won't hide that he wants to be great. And as in, bro, when like when he joined that team, they already knew what's happening here. They just knew. You know, me no know Omse ataudisha Ballon d'Or EPL.
True.
Yeah, man.
True.
I mean, maybe this time I shouldn't have gone Musana because it's a World Cup year, but.
Yeah, our final prediction. I want another prediction. Haaland this season, how many goals? In the league.
Maybe 33,
34. So same as Kane, season 2018. No. 33, I think got 33.
The record is Salah's 32.
Yeah, Salah. And then Kane, 31.
Kane had 30.
31
is Suarez, Alan Shearer, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. Your prediction?
Mine is 34. He's going to shatter 34? That record. But he might even go 36 because he's on 15 and we have like, what, 29 games left.
At the rate, but they're possible.
Yeah,
the rate, but they're saying 40. Possible on a project, 40 goals if he continues like that. But it's hard. Especially if Champions League wants to make a semi-finals.
He didn't
even
play the Champions League game. Man. He didn't even play.
32-33.
Yeah, same. Break your record at 34. I think it's about time.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I mean,
lucky
no
one
he's gonna make the Premier League.
Or 35. At a funny appeal,
lucky
like
in your boat.
You can Farmers League,
isn't it?
Farmers League. Everywhere he goes,
in
Farmers League.
Like, as in, it's not even. I mean, it's enjoyable and it's not against your team. But if you can
team, I hope I'll put a team like Newcastle every single weekend, man. Because Newcastle, for some reason,
He still scored
2 goals.
Now he scored one. I remember he scored one.
He scored two.
Now he scored one. It was him, Bernardo, and I think De Bruyne or something like that. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, man, that guy is amazing. But anyway, you know what? He's been so amazing, but he's number two. All that's amazing for nothing.
Anyway, man, episode 22, man, once again. Pleasure for having Mr. Digale gracing our pod. tutakurudisha game after Man City. Ile game yenyewe versus Man City, Arsenal Man City. So, lazima urudi pod tusikie. Na
lakini si mbali.
Yeah, si mbali do, si mbali. Utarudi do. Alafu ndio tusikie sasa Haaland vile. Tusikie reply yako to Haaland. Because wewe peke yako ndio jasafa his tormenting.
I probably won't. Who knows?
Maybe Saliba atamshikilia.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me though.
Yeah, no.
Follow me at Hoodigs on all platforms, manze. Enjoy, bro. Big up to you. Thank you for
cheers,
coming with me, bro.
No worries.
Bro.
No worries. Mr. Sean, talking point yako ya mwisho.
Liverpool team ya trash. Huu mtu wa kofia na hii nataka ikufikie.
Ah, bless man. Episode 22. See you next week. Same place, but timing has changed. Anyway, adios, man.
Cheers.